Churches and synagogues across Northwest Arkansas are taking all kinds of precautions to celebrate the holidays safely this season. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Last year, the congregation at Temple Shalom, which number around 60 families, assembled to celebrate Hanukkah. But this Hanukkah, which started December 10th and ends today, the temple's closed, says co-president Sharon Berman, with families celebrating remotely.
Well, Hanukkah, it's a freedom celebration. We look at it in modern day Judaism as bringing light to the world, you know, bringing light to ourselves and the world. And that is especially important this year.
Because the pandemic has cloistered the congregation, she says, but they're compensating this Hanukkah with special home activities for children and adults, including spinning the dreidel, as well as enjoying traditional latkes. Berman says temple families since March have grown accustomed to gathering virtually for services.
So we're going to continue the way we are now until it's safe. And I don't know how long that will be. But we're not down about it anymore. We are making the best of it.
A youth gospel band performs at an evangelical cross-church service on December 13th. Brian Dunaway is director of communications for cross-church, which has four locations in northwest Arkansas and a fifth location in southwest Missouri.
Before pandemic numbers, we'd have around 8,000 people come through on Sunday, 6,000 to 8,000 depending on the week.
Cross Church closed due to the pandemic in early May, he says, offering online services for 11 weeks before slowly reopening.
We are very intentional about social distancing, trying to create as much of a touchless environment. We went to a completely paperless situation on Sundays. So we have a digital bulletin now. Our staff is required and our volunteers required to have masks on start to finish on a Sunday. We encourage the congregation to stay in mask, although with the size of our facilities, we're blessed to be able to keep that 6-foot distancing between groups and people. And, you know, we have our custodial staff's incredible, and they are washing down bathrooms every time people go in and out of them. So, you know, we've put a pretty strict set of guidelines in place to stay with the ADH requirements.
Referring to Arkansas Department of Health directives first issued March 11th under a state emergency order, initially restricting community, civic, public, leisure, commercial, sporting events, concerts, conferences, conventions, fundraisers, parades, fairs and festivals, businesses and places of worship were excluded, although many temporarily closed.
We've tried to work through that and in that to be as safe and creative as possible. So what we decided to do was add four Christmas Eve services, but not all on Christmas Eve. So the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, we're going to do one on the 22nd, one on the 23rd, one on the 20, two on the 24th. That equals four, I think. And so we will do that, and we will allow just as many people in as we can socially distance.
First come, first serve with an overflow option, he says. The Christmas Eve services will be live streamed.
Preparen el camino del Señor. Preparen el camino del Señor.
A Spanish language Advent service held December 13th at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Fayetteville, where 2,200 families attend.
The season of Advent is a 4-week season that Catholics and many other liturgical Christians celebrate as a way of preparing for Christmas.
Father Jason Tyler is pastor of St. Joseph Church, which closed temporarily last March.
Since we reopened for public masses in May, we have required masks for everyone attending, and we require 6 feet of physical distance between family units. And so that means that half our pews are just completely blocked off. And then within the pews, you know, people are asked to keep that distance. Sanitize the pews after every mass. We have people passing out sanitizing wipes. We have reduced our singing substantially, so we have no choirs at all. We do have one cantor who will sing, and then the congregation will sing with masks on. Done what we can to keep Mass as short as possible, so I've cut my homily time considerably, and where before the entire Mass would last maybe an hour and 5 minutes, we're down to 45 minutes, sometimes less than 45.
Children's Catechism is virtual, and all social events are canceled or held online.
It's always a matter of rethinking everything. We just celebrated Our Lady of Guadalupe on December 12th, a big celebration for especially our Mexican community, but in a sense, all of our Hispanic parishioners. And that was much smaller and you know, more subdued this year than in previous years.
The shared Eucharist has also changed.
As Catholics, we believe that the Eucharist means the actual presence of Jesus under the appearance of bread and wine. And normally, we offer both, you know, the bread, the small hosts, as well as wine out of a cup that several different people might drink from. But that was suspended actually at the very beginning of March, before everything shut down, when it was sort of wondering whether this coronavirus thing might be hitting us. And so right now, only the priest consumes from the chalice, the precious blood or the wine, and everyone else just receives the host. And with that, also, we have suspended the practice of receiving on the tongue. So normally, Catholics can receive communion either on the tongue, where the priest or the minister places the host directly on the person's tongue, or on the hands. And for now, we are asking everyone to receive on the hand only and not on the tongue.
Every Christmas Eve, the church is traditionally filled beyond capacity, so Father Tyler, his adjunct priests, deacons, and administrative staff will be celebrating with parishioners differently.
There will be no children's Christmas pageant on Christmas Eve, which should reduce our numbers right there. There will be no choral performance before the midnight Mass. And we're going to add two Masses beyond our normal schedule. So we're going to have, at 4 p.m., we'll have our regular Mass in church. Then at 4:15 in our gymnasium, we'll have another Mass going with a separate priest over there so that we can accommodate, you know, double the number we would normally be able to. We're adding an 8 p.m. on the 24th that we've normally not had in the past. An extra time will be enough to help us continue observing all of the health department guidelines and COVID-safe practices during this time.
St. Stephen Roman Catholic Church in Bentonville, which we queried for this report with no response, is using a reservation system to seat parishioners at 6 scheduled Christmas Masses. Just a sampling of places of worship safely accommodating pandemic restrictions this holiday season. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.